Thousands of young people came to Washington willing to risk being arrested in order to end the war. They went into the streets this morning to stop the government from functioning by clogging many Washington roads during this morning's rush hour. For many demonstrators, the mobile street tactics of civil disobedience are an expected spring event. But before today, many other young people who came to Washington had not been willing to oppose the state with their bodies. For these young Americans, today was a major test of their commitment to the ethical code of the young and the angry. It was their Freedom Ride, their Selma March, their May Day.
Stop the war now! 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 Stop the war now!
1, 2, 3, Army helicopters flying surveillance over this small section of Washington's complicated highway system. A line of young people has just come across the highway. Traffic has stopped. And here come the police. 1, 2, 3, 4 police on motor scooters. One demonstrator knocked down by a motor scooter policeman. Anger now. Anger of the young people. Here come more police.
Come on, people!
The demonstrators just told a motorcycle sergeant that one of his men did knock one of the demonstrators down.
All right, where? Let me get an ambulance down here for you. Motor 3 on the Southwest Freeway. Have one injured down here. Could you send me an ambulance, please? It's right at Main Avenue.
And he hit the kid. He went right through the line.
He passed me and almost knocked me down. And the blue...
Yeah, but it's policeman we're talking about.
Policeman.
Motorcycle hit him. Not a citizen.
Right there. The man over there. Right there.
Sergeant, excuse me. Jeff Kamen, National Public Radio. Is that a technique where the men actually try to drive the bikes into the demonstrators?
No, it's no technique. We're trying to go down the road and the people get in front of. What are you going to do? You don't stop on a dime.
What happened, officer?
That doesn't count. Bricks. That don't count.
Somebody threw a brick at you, officer?
Yes, sir.
Right here? As you were driving through?
Right.
One of the motorcycle police officers says someone threw a brick at him. I was here at the time. I didn't see anything thrown. Army helicopters coming in low. Keeping constant surveillance. Keeping the various command posts, military, police, and obviously presidential, advised as to what's going on. One helicopter now is in real low. Military police helicopter. Up on the rise of this highway section, young people are holding an American flag upside down. A handful of police officers has succeeded in clearing at least half of this roadway, and traffic is flowing again. A Washington, D.C. bus has just arrived. Police officers wearing white riot helmets come out of the bus. They snap on their helmets. Integrated police team. The demonstrators are fleeing. The police officers are carrying or wearing their tear gas masks. The tactic this morning, the citywide tactic, obviously, is to keep the demonstrators on the run.
With almost everybody who wants to get inside the Pentagon already inside, as you make a ring around, you see only a half dozen young people sitting quietly, placidly, across the street from the river entrance of the Pentagon. Now, are you surprised to find yourselves the only ones here?
Yes. There'll be more people later, though, like I said before.
You sure?
Oh, I'm positive. Well, this is where people want to come to.
How do you explain the fact that you're the only ones here so far?
Because there was other things to be done. They had to stop the traffic from getting here first. I think that was the first objective, and then I think now they'll try to get here.
Well, look, there are supposed to be thousands, and there are only six of you.
There's thousands of Marines and thousands of cops, too.
It's
easy to get over in small groups, but large crowds really have a rough time. They get busted before they get over.
If you do not move back where you were, you'll be placed under arrest.
You saying that officially, that we do not move?
Right on.
We're
here if you to don't take go back a, on the other
we're
side.
We're here to take the tour.
We don't have any tours.
That's not what I was told. There's tours through the Pentagon all the time. Where do we go to find out about the tours?
I'm telling you, there's no tours.
Will you give that to us in writing? That there are no tours in the Pentagon?
I tell hundreds of people each day there's no tours. You don't have to write it.
There are never any tours through the Pentagon.
No conducted tours, unless you make previous arrangements.
Now, how did you get here?
I came by boat on the Potomac River.
Is this your boat?
Yes.
Would you describe it?
It's a one-man kayak.
Well, it must be pretty hard to get here if you're the only demonstrator in front of the Pentagon and you had to come by kayak.
No, I'm sure I could have driven a whole lot easier.
Yeah, but anyway, this man is wearing orange, what do you call them, Mae West, is that what you have on?
It's the life preserver.
A life preserver and a white crash helmet. And he carried a green kayak from the Potomac River onto the grounds of the Pentagon. What are you going to do now?
Go back to the Potomac River. Maybe paddle across and go through the reflecting pool, then back upstream.
But surely you must have expected to meet a lot of other people here.
Yes, I did. I'm kind of disappointed.
Washington is literally girded in a series of expressways. And as they come into the city, they overlap in many places. So many places that it seems that wherever the police go to move demonstrators, demonstrators are still able to move elsewhere.
All the pigs came running out and just spraying mace and grabbing people, and they just got them all over to the side, and it was over as fast as it started.
Were they careful about who they maced?
No. There was a priest up there I saw. There were some straight-looking people, you know. They were macing them in the back, you know, which I can't dig. You know, I mean, they were already running, and they were chasing them with the mace in their hair and in their ears and the back of their neck, and there's, you know, they were running away, not towards.
And they maced them in the back?
Yeah. I mean, they all were being maced in the back. The march never went forward. It was always being backed down here as a retreat. And instantly, it was like stopped and turned around, and the whole time they were just macing them in the back.
I see you're wearing Red Cross insignia. You're part of the medical cadre of the demonstration?
Yes.
Two police officers just grabbed two demonstrators. They were just walking. Officers are now searching the pockets of the demonstrators. One demonstrator is forced to lean over the stone wall. Search is peaceful but unprovoked. Tear gas is being fired outside the Department of Agriculture. There weren't a lot of demonstrators here, but when the police moved out, they grabbed as many long-haired young people as they could find, grabbed them and searched them, put them up against walls, buses, cars, searched them. Today in the nation's capital, it is a crime to be young and have long hair.